what else do we want to do? Okay, so what else do we want to do? Handshaking is the negotiation mechanism, backwards and forwards for a little while until you ascertain who people are. Encryption, okay, we'll look at how you do this in Java shortly, but encryption is the mechanism whereby you change data from a clear form into some secret form so that it can't be read by other people. And there's a huge number of these different algorithms for doing this. There's the simplest ones are the things called substitution ciphers. And these are the sort of baby ones that you don't use if you want to be serious about things. Substitution ciphers are ones where you take a word and you just replace letters in turn. So every time you got an A, you replace it with a B. Every time you got a B with a C, and so on. And then to reverse that, you just go backwards. Every time you see a B, put an A in place. And they look as though they're secure, but they're really easy to crack. So no one uses ciphers unless they want their systems broken. Okay. There are two major mechanisms that are used. One's called secret key. And a secret key or private key is where both sides have got the same key. And there's an algorithm that you can run forwards to encrypt and backwards to decrypt that takes that secret key. So what you do is you start off with, on one side, the plain text, the stuff you want to encrypt. You run it through an encryption algorithm that uses the secret key. That turns it into this secret cipher text. Send it across the network to another place where it can be decrypted, and then the decrypted stuff gives you your text back again. In order for that to work, both sides have got to know the same key, and at least two people have to know that. If only one person knows it, you can encrypt it, but no one can decrypt it. Okay. How you get that secret key across from one side to the other, things like telephone calls, putting it in the mail. Some network mechanisms can be used, but they involve a little bit of extra work. The major one for this is the DES encryption algorithm, invented a long time ago, 1977. That's in the process of being replaced by a more secure one. At one stage, it was an illegal export to take that out of the US because the Americans were, as they still are, really worried about people like Al-Qaeda encrypting stuff. So the early algorithms, you were not allowed to export them from the US. You could actually put them in a textbook, and you could take the textbook out. And some guys a few years ago, they had a T-shirt with a Perl program on it. It was three lines of Perl, and that was the DES encryption algorithm. And we all used to walk in and out of customs saying, I'm carrying a secret weapon here. But they never figured it out because no one could read the Perl anyway. And there was always the suspicion that the US could crack it, so it's being replaced by a more secure one. But you can still use that as long as you don't want a really high level of security, you can still use DES. The other type of algorithm is a public key algorithm, and these are asymmetric, so you need two keys, one to encrypt and one to decrypt. So you have a private key for the decryption, and that private key should only be known by one person. That is the owner of the decryption mechanism. On the other hand, the public key, everybody could be told about the public key. The reason for that is if you want 10 people to send you secret messages, you give those 10 people the same public key, all of them can encrypt the message, send it to you, and it's only you with that unique copy of the private key who can decrypt it. So even if you've got the public key, you can't figure out what the private key is. And that's used in basically in two different ways. Firstly, it's used for encryption. So you're looking at, and these people have all got names. I've used A and B. All of the crypto literature says A is Alice and B is Bob. So Alice wants to send a private message to Bob. So Alice has Bob's public key, and what A does is encrypts the message using Bob's public key. So anybody can do that, so Alice can. Sends the message to Bob. Bob's the only one who can decrypt it because he's the only one who's got the private key. Okay. It's also used for signatures, and this is back to front. Okay. So Alice wants to send a message to Bob, and Bob wants to check that it really came from Alice. So Alice needs to sign it in some way, in a way that only Alice can sign it. Okay. So what Alice does is she encrypts it using her private key. And she's the only one who can do that. She's the only one with that private key. When Bob gets it, Bob's got the public key. He's got Alice's public key, so he can decrypt it using that public key. And if it decrypts okay, it must have come from Alice. So if B gets garbage, then it didn't come, or something was changed, and so on. And you can actually detach these from the text. You can send the text and the key separately, or send them as a pair, or together. If you want to do both, if you want to combine these, encrypt and sign, you can do those as well. So what Alice does is firstly signs it using her private key. And that puts the digital signature on it, means it came from her. Then she encrypts it using Bob's public key. And that means then that only Bob can read it. So it's secret, only Bob can read it. And then that happens when he gets it and uses his private key. But he then has to run it through Alice's public key. And if that succeeds, he knows it's come from Alice. So signed and encrypted, you do both. You sign it with, or encrypt it with both keys, with two keys. Okay. The difference, one of the major differences between secret key and private public keys is speed. Secret key is quick compared to private key, private public key. There's about 1,000 times difference between them. So it's really a lot slower to use public-private keys. So there are some transport mechanisms which will say, okay, we need the private-public key in order to get going, but once you've got a session established and you know who it is and you know how you can do a secret conversation using the private-public key, what they then do is send a secret key across. And then they switch to the secret key algorithm, which is much faster. And this is, for example, what's used by SSL or TLS, secure socket layer, which you do all your sort of internet banking with and things like that. You start off with the public key of the bank, and you encrypt things using that public key, and then it switches to a secret key session because that's faster. Okay. Okay. That's that.